Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. Stiffy, did you get a couple of fucking professionals in to do that fucking ad for Black Cat Civil and Peak Productions?
I didn't get any professionals in. We just sat down and fucking smashed it out again. How many takes did that one take? So that was our new intro.
That was a lot.
We kind of had to shorten it down.
And if you skipped it, don't be tight ass cunts. Go back and fucking watch it again. Listen to it again.
So. Yeah. So
The reason why
we made a new intro to everybody is because there is other ads now getting played on our podcast, because we've hit a bit of a milestone with this platform and this podcast, and dynamic ads come on, which meant our little intro of only like a minute and a half turned into fucking 2 or 3 fucking minutes sometimes. Yep. So anyway, we just wanted to change the intro a little bit shorter with combining those two, and fuck it, sounded awesome.
And we got
awesome.
The chance to have a beer together on Sunday. Sunday. That was yesterday.
And we're in the fucking back in the studio on a Monday night.
And who have we got here?
Fucking Googan with Pinky!
Pinky's here. Lads. How are you, Bruz?
Yeah, welcome aboard, Pinky, again for another fucking episode.
Grab one of those tins,
before
Bruz.
Before we get into anything, I suppose we got to get back in the fridge.
You've got these big purple fucking tins here.
Mate, these were new in the liquor barn, as in, you know how they put the new sticker on there? So I don't know how long they've been out for, but they're saying new. And they, Smirnoff Vodka. We all love a good old Smirnoff Vodka, don't we?
We do.
We do, right. So vodka. This one's made with Smirnoff Vodka and natural fruit flavors. And today we're smashing the passion fruit and guava.
Guava.
Yeah. I'll crack.
Upper. Fuck, solid. That was a good one. Wrong way around. Did ya?
I didn't do anything.
Fucking.
Check yours.
Yeah, mine's right.
Yeah, that's a fucking cracker. Cracker of a cracker. Pinky. Jesus.
Fucking Pinky, you can have that.
Yeah, you got it, bros. Again. Cheers. Yep, cheers. Fucking cheers.
Good having to be with you boys again, so. Oh,
yep.
Oh, fucking slurpy, fucking slurpy over here.
Not three bad.
Ooh.
You're getting definitely get the passion fruit.
Yeah.
Is that like a Pasito?
Yeah, I reckon.
It's definitely like Pasito with fucking fun.
That's nearly a Pasito in a can. Holy fuck. How many percent is this?
Big six.
Holy fuck, and it's a big can.
Yeah.
She's a 440. She might even kick your ass.
Oh, well, the last one did. That was fucking Captain Morgan's. That was when we had Pinky on last time too. So I hope there's no fucking dough balls or sexual references on there.
Yeah. Nah, we're right this time.
We've got
there was some sausages with condoms in them. So
let's not start that shit.
No, we won't.
So how is everyone before we get into the cooking segment? How's your weekend?
Mate, let's go with Pinky's first, because Pinky's been out the fucking drags, haven't you?
Yeah, I went to Jamboree on Saturday with the family.
You got up nice and early too to get some good seats, I think.
Yeah, we went nice and early, got some prime seats.
Yep.
And it was bloody hot. And then all the food vending stalls running out of
water. But that's good though, because that weekend was supposed to be fucking wet and it was nearly going to be fucking canned and shit. But yeah, the weather, the spring weather... Well, almost spring weather has fucking turned it on though.
Yeah, that's right. So I think they lost 2 days of test days. But
the Wednesday Thursday must have been wet, eh? Yep. Like as in a write off.
And then Friday they were on the track testing, ready for Saturday Sunday.
Yep.
Did it take much for that track to dry out? Because I think I saw a couple of clips. I think maybe Tommy TC Cooler sent something in our group chat, and one of the cars got a bit squiggly on the Friday.
Yeah, I think so. The track was a little bit greasy Friday when they're testing, but come good over the weekend.
Yep.
Yep. Many people there on the Saturday that you went?
Saturday was packed.
Absolutely packed.
Yep, chockers.
So getting in early was a good thing?
So what time did you get up to leave to go there, to get there?
Got up at 5:30.
5:30. And was there many people lined up when you got there or?
Yeah. We come from Pete Crossing Way and we were right because we had right away.
Oh, yeah.
There was traffic up around the corner coming from Ambley.
Yeah. It's a bit of a shit design out there, isn't it? Like, as
it
in,
is. It's just, yeah. It's, it
when there's something on, everyone's trying to get in at the one time. Yeah.
It's not ideal.
No.
Anyway. No one likes to get in the line
and
to get the line.
Before we get into the car racing, you know when someone sees a lot of sun and you got your raccoon eyes with your sunglasses? You got that cracking.
That's
standard.
Well, he's a bit of a ginger, so.
What's not standard was yesterday when I looked down at your feet, you got the fucking cracking sock tan line. Because that's not a work boot sock tan. That was what you wore on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, it just shows you how much sun. And we're still in winter.
Yeah, 100%.
How much sun was out on Saturday. It was a cracker of a fucking weekend.
Oh, it was great.
Mm.
Unreal.
And the Jamboree obviously went for 2 days.
Yep.
Saturday, Sunday. We did watch a bit of at your place yesterday on the YouTube. You had that fucking cranking up too.
Yeah, we had that going. Couldn't miss the top fuelers, the top door slammers. So.
Yep. And what's the highlight of your Saturday?
Oh, well, there was one Mustang there. I think he's called the Villain. I put it up on the lad's potty page.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd done 370 km's and he probably done a good 100-200 meters on the back two wheels. So that's pretty impressive.
Jesus.
Yeah. He didn't lift it either. He just kept it flat.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, there was a bit of carnage over the couple of days, especially yesterday. Top few door slammer went into the wall. One of the pack performance cars, it shredded a whole tire off the axle.
Yep. Fuck, there's some torque in those engines, eh?
Like, yeah, there's more torque than a Tupperware party.
I didn't realise that's a classic, eh?
Fucking, well, there is.
Myself up there on that one because they normally go over my head. That was a fucking grey one. More torque than what?
Than a Tupperware party.
That's fucking
classic.
There's
fucking a lot of torque going on at Tupperware parties, eh?
There is. You reckon
it's
there'd be more torque at a fucking...
It's
going on a shirt.
Yeah, on
you know when the women
team.
Have sex parties and they get around, they fucking dildos and shit? Yeah, fucking oath they do.
It's their Tupperware party.
There's some fucking talk there because they get on the piss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
Women are just men, but just, yeah.
Women are just penises. Men. That's a classic.
They are. They like the same things we like. So. Well, no, I don't like penises.
Man,
these things have fucking hit me already.
You're throwing me already. So I had a question for you, but that fucking Tupperware one just went pew. We're back at the drags, weren't we? So where were we?
Jamboree.
Yeah. We were talking about something before. The torque pick, right.
Yeah.
So I didn't realise how much torque goes through. Like, you know, there's fucking shit tons of torque there. But when they slow-mo those rear tyres down.
Oh, and they back up.
And they deform.
Yeah, you can see all the ripples in the
ripples
the
before they get to the big blowout section when the RPM comes with the, you know. But when they actually fucking are gripping up and not wheel spinning. Man, the ripples in those tires just flex.
Yeah, it's as sticky as the fucking nightclub floor.
Yeah,
sticky. When you're walking across
fucking
the old fucking 90s nightclub floor and you fucking
Blackwater pub has the stickiest fucking, in 2015 when I did a road trip out that way, walked into black. I lost pluggers walking across the fucking dance floor. I was like, we went to the bistro, had lunch. I'm like, fuck it, I had to go for a piss. Walked across their little dance floor, and it was that sticky that I blew out pluggers.
Yeah, a lot of rum spilt there.
Yep. Clean your fucking dance floor.
Yep. So that was good, mate. Other than the highlights, anything else you want to fucking report on the fucking Jamboree?
The bikini babes are good.
Yeah.
Do they still have bikini babes?
Yeah, I think they're more in leggings now, aren't they? Well, you send the photos. Oh, they actually have proper bikinis.
Yeah, right.
They, can't remember what was Saturday, but they had the bikini Sunday and the fellas put it on the YouTube live stream. So,
right. Two, three, four.
Oh, it's probably eight.
Eight? Yeah. Bikini girls. Barney, where were we?
Bring that back.
Pretty sure you can go back and view it. So
Right.
Yeah, bring it back. I reckon all you fucking cunts out there that have made the bikini girls go away, you can get fucked.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Get your bikinis on.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Especially not.
I'm not being sexist or anything like that. It's just fucking.
Mate, if I had a body like that, I'd be on a bikini. Mm.
Goes well with the fast cars as well.
Yeah, fast cars, absolutely. Bikinis. Yeah.
What I don't like seeing is men in bikini.
Well, do ya? Actually, there's fucking. Let's go back to Fraser Island. Wasn't that bloke in a bikini, like a fucking thong that you put fucking sunscreen on?
Oh, are we going there already?
Well, why not?
He wasn't. No, he just was in board shorts.
He was in a fucking. I was told that he's actually in a fucking G-string.
It's my
fucking story, and I'll put as much fucking mayo on it up. So yeah.
That's been off the radar for a while.
It has been, hasn't it?
Fuck you, Cordy's next door neighbor. So bikinis at drags, absolutely. Because all the motorsport stuff that I go to, they're normally well-dressed. Leggings, nice shirt, button-up, very professional, and that looks amazing as well. But I haven't seen bikini girls at a motorsport event in a fucking long time.
Yeah. I reckon bring back the bikini girls.
Because everywhere in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, even the 2000s down at Indy, that especially the Gold Coast.
Rugby league, any of the sports thing, it's just now went fucking died off because there's too many Karens around, I think. So
absolutely.
I think women like to see it too.
They fucking oath it.
Yeah, it's just the fucking minority fucking that fucks it for the fucking majority. So they can fuck off too. A lot of fuck offs here. Fuck society.
Righto, so that's the Jamboree. So what was the highlight was that Mustang. You took your kids.
Yep.
And did they have a different highlight? What was their sort of like when they're on the way home? Did they say anything about, fuck, that was, or they didn't swear, of course. Then it's like, fuck, Dad, that was fucking awesome. But do they get into it?
Yeah, my eldest, he likes all the skyline-y sort of cars.
Yep.
And then the youngest one, it depends what he's feeling like on the day, whether he's into it or he's not.
Yeah.
But my sister and niece were there, so he was preoccupied playing with his cousin. So
yep. Oh, well, I mean, if they're having a good time, they're having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a fair bit going on there. There's drags too. Like, there's buddy. Yeah, there's just people walking around everywhere. Yeah. There's car shows, there's stalls.
Well, they had the show and shine as well and all the sound off. So
I did see that one where you fucking, cars. The sound off where you fucking went, this is fucking better than your wiring. Barney.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like you done it.
Yeah, you did.
That actually looked fucking better than what I do mine. So.
Even when you're out the pits, like out the back, and you're not watching the drags, just hearing them is just like even you don't have to be there watching them 24/7, like as in the grandstand. You can be floating around and let other cars, whatever, but just that noise and sometimes the vibration that you still get through the air, fuck, it's electric, eh? Yeah,
especially the rotors, because it looked like Jamboree's big on turbos and rotors.
Yeah, right.
Slowly allowed the V8s in, but some of them are turbo powered as well. But
yeah,
the old rotors, they love making a
zinging
noise.
Zinging up. Oh, yeah. Especially side by side too. And minutes after each other, you got, you know, another one on the line, ripping skid, staging up and ready to rock and roll.
Yep, 100%.
Any bad crashes?
One of the door slammers, he put it into the wall a bit. It was crabbing up the wall, up the strip. There was a Ford Falcon with a billet barrel or something in it, and that put billet shavings all over the drag. The drag strip. He'd done some damage. I think a motorbike rider fell off in the braking area.
Oh yeah.
And then the wheel snapped off, but nothing major. No one was hurt, I don't think.
Any oil dramas?
Oh, there's always oil.
There's always, but no big ones.
No, no big. Oh, one guy. he was ready to go stage, and then the other driver wouldn't stage, and by then it was, oh, the car's been revving its guts off for 10 or 12 seconds, and it took the tranny, and then she just all went up in smoke, and old mate had to get out as quick as he could, and the ambos were there, and he was laying on the ground, so he just got a big guts full of transmission oil smoke.
That is so much better than blowing a tranny.
Yeah.
When you cook the tranny in the, like, there's nothing worse than fucking blowing a tranny, is there?
This, oh, should I? I don't know if I should bring this up. I really shouldn't.
Do it. You gotta fucking my, do it. Why wouldn't you?
It's my algorithm. Some, maybe it's because of your voice here at the fucking studio. When you say
don't
shit like that,
blame me.
My TikTok comes up with all this stupid shit, and I've been getting tranny stuff.
Yeah, no, on I reckon my fucking that's TikTok. Fucking something to do with your fucking Google search.
So. I think it's your voice. Yeah, I should turn my phone off.
Mine's full of them Russians.
Oh, yeah.
That's what do they actually call those Russians on TikTok?
Oh, I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
It's pretty good though, isn't it?
It's fucking hilarious.
It's pretty so good. So, yeah. So anyway, so we're back to blowing trannies.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was probably the worst incident out there that weekend, I reckon, was that dude getting the guts full of smoke. So
yeah. Well,
that's pretty good though for a whole weekend. Oh, yeah, what was the food like out there? Obviously, you've been a bit of a fucking chef and shit. So, what was there to eat? Those fucking obviously hot dogs and
there was wood-fired pizzas. We got one of them, and it was like a half an hour wait. It wasn't really worth it, but it was all right.
Yeah,
And then just your standard chips and nuggets and
Dagwood
chili tenders. Yeah, the Dagwood dogs and Oh, there's a barbecue chook fella there. He goes all right too. Yep. Well, I haven't had any of that.
What the barbecue? So he actually sells like a whole barbecue chook, or
I think so. Yeah. Like charcoal chicken kind of stuff.
Yep.
So. Nice. Yeah, well, we're going to have to shout out to Willowbank and the Drags and Jamboree and Windernats and Summernats and all
we'll
that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to definitely get out there. We were obviously busy that weekend, so.
No, but I think we're going to have to plan a lads trip where we take Pinky and TC Coolers and we do a bit of a, I'm trying to think of anyone else, but maybe we bring Noah along, we vlog it and we do dress up and fucking do a bit of a PR one.
Yeah, you can dress up as a tranny.
I'll dress up as the lads podcast.
As a tranny. Anyway.
My phone is going to be fucked now.
Fucking
it already is.
Baby goat porn. There you go.
And that does work too.
It does.
Yeah. I'll say something off air to your phone later, you fucker. Righto.
I'm
so
sorry.
Pink Bits is on again this week because we're going to get you to do your cooking segment. And I think I've got, pretty sure I've got something.
You got a button there, haven't you?
Yeah. Cooking with Pink Bits, brought to you by this week
Great Northern.
Great Northern.
It was a Great Northern. Yeah, there was, yes. And mate, what a fucking, that was a good feed yesterday.
Absolutely. So anyone listening, we're going to talk to you about what Pinky did, but there's also a video that you've done, which is, fuck, you've smashed that again. We'll release that video as well, so you can sort of see what you've done. But what was it?
So going back a couple of episodes ago, I was talking about snags and Barney's lost it, so I thought I'll steer clear of them. So I've got sausage mince, beef, bacon and maple.
Beef. So this is sausage?
Sausage mince.
Mince.
Yeah, flavoured sausage mince.
Where do you buy that from?
This one's from Bow Desert Quality Meats up near Coles in Bowie.
Yep.
Yep. Shout out to Mark.
Very
so
good.
That's not already in a sausage, that's just sausage mix.
Oh, you can get them in a sausage if you want, but I rang up and said I want 2 kilos of beef, bacon, maple, sausage mince on its own.
Gotcha. So that you just that's in 2 kilo form.
Yep. And then I just do what I want with it.
Yep.
Which I did.
You sure did.
You certainly did.
Fucking oath.
So as you on the video you'll see I made sausage rolls, which pretty basic. Just
the pastry. What was the pastry that you made those sausage rolls out of?
Oh, I put a fair bit of time into that puff pastry. it's just straight out of Aldi's freezer. That's it.
Mate,
that's all
that
it
was,
is.
But that's the thing. But it was cooked so well. Like that pastry was perfect. I reckon. The way
shout
done
out
it.
To Aldi.
Do you have a favorite? Like because puff pastries are very buttery, isn't it? To get that crumbly.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Just whatever's going, I guess. Whatever's the cheapest.
Whatever's the cheapest.
Yeah.
Straight into it. Yeah, that's a go.
So, yeah, just put a bit of sausage mince out on the pastry, rolled her over and sealed her up.
Yep.
Cut them into quarters. And
so, beef bacon and maple.
Yep.
Sausage mince inside a puff pastry.
Yeah.
Yep. The fucking thing looks awesome. Before you even put it in the smoker, just how you presented it looks amazing.
Yeah. Cut them into quarters and then give them a couple of diagonal cuts across the top of the pastry to make it look professional.
Yeah.
There's a bit of effort going in there. Yeah, it was. And it was. It was. And these are the only sausage rolls that I've ever eaten in my life that didn't need sauce.
No, it didn't. However, what I did...
However, yes, exactly. What I did, that's exactly where I was going with this.
Yeah, that sausage roll, I got the top part of the puff pastry and I ripped it off and put a bit of that chipotle...
Oh, what's it called?
Chipotle?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Chipotle sauce.
Blues Hogs. Blue Hogs. Raspberry chipotle barbecue
sauce.
That's it.
And I just had the puff pastry on its own.
It smelled so different than what it actually tasted too, though. So, like, when you actually put it on, like, you smell it and it's got a lot going on. But when you put it on there, it just complements the bloody whatever was going on in that mince and that. So.
Yeah, it wasn't actually meant for the sausage rolls. I had them for the shotgun shells, but still worked.
They worked well. It worked. Yeah. Without it or with it, it didn't matter. It just added a different different flavor.
Yeah.
And that was good, that chipotle sauce. What was I calling it yesterday?
Chipolade
or some fucking thing. There's another video that I'll probably put up.
Here we go.
But yeah, and then the other thing I made was shotgun shells, which I think are cannellini pasta shells, big hollow tubes.
So that So
here we go.
Then you stick the sausage.
Yeah, it's funny. Seriously, dude. Yeah. So
you stick the sausage inside the fucking shells.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So in Woolworths, where'd you get Woolies or Aldi?
Woolies, I think, or Coles, one of them.
How long are those past?
Probably have to be 80 mil long.
Yeah. And they are just the hard shells. Yeah. But then do you cook them first before you stick the sausage in it?
Nah. there's a little bit of a trick with them. So if you're doing them, you got to make them like a day or two before and let the meat sit inside them to soften the pasta shell.
I was going to say, because putting that hard shell straight in the smoker, it's not going to really make it soft. It's just going to cook it hard.
Yeah, it's going to make it crunchy.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're making shotgun shells, you want to fill them first a couple of days beforehand.
Yep.
To allow the meat to...
Could you just soak them in water for a bit?
Oh, you could. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, what's wrong?
Giggles over here.
I think it's a fucking cooking show. It's fucked me. Like, you're off talking about, are you talking about sausages and fucking shells?
Yeah,
and
we're doing
like
the whole these things. Yeah,
you're doing those ones.
So you put the sausage mince inside the pasta shell and let it soak or let it... So is that resting in the fridge?
Yeah, I just put them in a container in the fridge for... Well, I think they were in there for 2.5 days.
Oh, that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because I made them... Thursday, I think. Oh, I don't know. One of the days.
There's and a then, fair bit of prep going on.
Yeah. So when you pulled it out of the fridge, were those shells already soft?
Yeah.
Not hard anymore.
Yeah. And then, pulled them out.
Yep.
And then wrapped streaky bacon around them.
Yep.
Shoved a couple of toothpicks in them just to hold everything together. So they're that soft, toothpicks go through it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then bit of Johnny Austin's Oz dirt on top.
Shout out to Johnny Austin. I was about to say Johnny Osborne then. I'm like, there's no fucking Johnny Osborne. Johnny Austin.
Yeah, red dirt. Yeah, Oz dirt to go.
Yeah, shout out to you, Johnny.
And then, just chuck them in the smoker, just full send at 180 for about 50 minutes.
Yep.
And then checked them and they were
Did you glaze them?
Yeah, so after about that 50-minute mark, that's when I put that Blues Hog raspberry chipotle sauce over them.
Yep.
And then just let them sit for another 10 minutes to get them real glazy and crunchy.
Oh, and they were.
Mm. Yeah.
They were spot on. Mm. Check out the video. It's on our socials. And also jump onto your social as well, because you've now created a new page for Cooking with Pink Bits.
Yeah, got an Instagram page now, Cooking with Pink Bits. So
yeah, anyone listening, jump on to that Instagram page, which you'll see on our page anyway. So just jump onto that and follow it as well.
Yeah, 100%. And if you're keen to any suggestions, throw them out there. I'm more than happy to give them a crack.
Yep, either call in with it or shout Pinky a DM straight into his box.
Yeah.
Yep. And it'd be good. So that was, run me through, that was again, that was sausage rolls and what'd you call them? Shotgun shells. Yep, with bacon, maple and beef. Beef, bacon and maple sausage mince.
Yep, from Bow Desert Quality Meats.
Yeah, from Marky Boy up there.
So even the sausages, the beef, bacon, maple sausages on their own.
I didn't realise you could ring him and say, hey, I want 2 kilos of sausage mix. I thought you bought the sausages and then ripped the skin off it and got all the guts out of it.
Yeah, well, you can, but why do that? Why when do you can it? Just buy it two straight, kilos yeah. or whatever, however
actually,
much you want.
We should get Marky on, actually.
100%.
On the next cooking show, we'll get Marky on.
No, we'll do a butcher show.
Yeah, butcher show. And we'll have Pinky here as well. So Pinky can sort of,
He does heaps of good other
snacks.
He's
a good bloke.
As well.
He's a soul of the earth sort of bloke, Marky. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Dead set gentleman. So.
Excuse me.
Unlike you.
What do you mean, unlike
well,
me?
Well, you just fucking burped in the microphone.
Yeah, right. Time for a, hang on, what else was there? Before we move off for that, have you got anything?
Oh, no, we also had a few shots of fucking black sauce too, didn't we yesterday?
We did.
I don't think you're supposed to shoot
out of a shot glass.
Yeah, out of a shot glass.
It was a Worcestershire sauce, wasn't it?
Yeah, what was that called?
Outback Black.
Outback Black. Oh, that was shout out to that was good.
What was the shop that you went to? Should give them a shout out. At Browns Plains?
Oh, Barbecues and More, the Weber store in Browns Plains near BCF.
Oh, that's right, near BCF.
Yeah.
Yes, so yes.
In a pickle and you don't know what to do.
Because that's where you go. Is that where they're stocking Johnny Austin's stuff as well?
No. I think Johnny's you can only get online. From him.
Yeah, I thought that was the case.
But Barbecues and More in Browns Plains, they've got a whole wall full of stuff and they're more than happy to help you out.
Yep.
And you can actually try all your rubs and sauces there before you buy them.
And also, shout out to Johnny Austin. Get onto his page. Have a look. He does the chicken salt one as well. The red...
Oz Dirt. Healthier.
Yep. There's a bunch on Johnny Austin's page. And also, jump on the Alpha Blokes podcast shop as well because they do some rubs with...
Lanes.
Isn't it? Yeah. So give them boys a bit of a run too. No doubt anyone listening to this probably already knows that anyway.
Yep.
But, jump onto them as well.
100%. Support local.
Absolutely. So have you got an idea on what you're thinking maybe in a couple of weeks to cook? Have you got any ideas?
Well, I want to do lamb shanks, but winter's pretty much gone.
Yeah, so we're coming into spring. So what's a spring food?
Hang on. Before you get on that question, lamb shanks, right? My brother just cooked shanks, but not lamb shanks. They were alpaca shanks.
True.
Yeah, because he's got alpacas and they got out this fucking nino, whatever they are, the knife and with an alpaca. And
I've always wanted to eat an alpaca.
Well, I'll
because imagine the stew, because I love when I do a lamb stew, it's lamb shanks.
Yeah.
And the lamb neck.
Oh yeah.
Them fuckers have got a big long neck.
They do.
That's gonna be a big stew.
Well, this if Jeff listens, so let's give Jeff a shout out. Say, hey, fucker, hook us up with some alpaca.
Hook me up.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have an alpaca meal.
Because I was actually going to do a stew when I go up to Don, because I'm going to have a bit of extra time up there. So
you
I want to do a camp
over. Yeah. You've got fucking oath there.
Well, it's got to be.
It's got 108 cans in there.
You can fit 108 cans in there. There's only 36.
The road trip up.
33.
All right, sorry. Yeah, so alpaca shanks.
Mm.
So we'll have to maybe tinkaboo with a bit
It'd
of alpaca
stuff.
It'd
have to be pretty much a lean meat too, wouldn't it? So like a goat?
I would say so, but I've never had any yet. Thanks for the bloody shout out, Jeff, to invite me over for a cook-off. So yeah, one day we'll get that smacking. Yep. Anyway, so you're moving into spring.
Yeah, what's a spring food?
Oh God!
In the Weber, the chicken wingies come to me straight away. But you've done them already.
Yeah, well, you can't go wrong with them though. If you want something quick and easy, they only take about an hour to cook.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Anyway, we'll have to get some ideas together for your next one. That's the go. That is the must. Righto, let's have a piss stop and we'll move on to the next one.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick, with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favours, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Shout out to TC Coolers. Oh, did you see? Let's give a shout out to Tommy because he did the stubby cooler for our Call in the Week.
Yes.
From the last Call in the Week episode was Tommy Miles. with the big cork. Fucking.
And we will be sending that probably tomorrow or the next day.
So. Did you see that he made it? It's done.
I did.
It's a fucking ripper.
There
was
a couple of different designs. Yeah. And we actually went through and changed well done. A few things. So
well done, Barney, and well done, Tommy. It's looking good. And Tommy Miles, your subby cooler.
And your hat and your stickers.
There's a hat over here too. Do you want to take one?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's all going together. So it's a hat, stubby cooler, and some stickers.
Oh, I thought he was only getting a stubby cooler.
No, you get a hat.
He's getting a hat as well. Yeah, you get a hat. Fucking shit, out to you. Yeah. Right. So how was your weekend? Because we
my weekend, so Sunday we'll actually work back. So Sunday was spent here in the afternoon with you guys.
Yep.
And Pinky, which fucking shout out to you, mate. That feed was fucking awesome. Working my way back, Saturday I actually fucking worked.
Good.
And brought a heap of shit more for the van.
And how's the van
going?
It's
evolved.
What's the latest?
So it can't fit a double bed in the back of it.
A double bed mattress?
Double bed mattress with springs in it, so because you can't cut them out. So
yep.
I've now got boxes. It's turned into a full fucking camper
it's
van.
It's now no longer a Toyota Hiace with a mattress in the back.
It's a Winnebago. Full fucking motorhome.
It's a Winnie.
Yeah.
It's a Winnebago.
Bought fucking heaps of shit for it, so.
Yeah,
so I've still got to try to fit it, so I've only got a week and, 3 days before
we leave. Fucking Wednesday next week.
And I start fucking night shift tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got fuck all time. So what I'll do, mate, if you can come around the afternoons and just do some few things, I'll leave a job list for you on the board.
You got the van in the city.
Oh, no, I'll leave it there. I'll take the MROC into the city.
Oh,
so,
will
ya? So I'll do that. And if you can just fucking tick off a few of the things that I've got fucking ambitions for. But But, mate, other than that, mate, the week has been, just fucking work, fucking
good.
Ready to go. And,
excellent. Well, my weekend, I work Saturday morning too. But on Saturday, the weather, spring is here, even though it's still winter, spring is here. Mm. Jumped in the car and went down the Condamine River Road. The 13 crossings? Or 12, 13 crossings? Yeah. When I got to the dirt road, before I even got to the first creek crossing, I think I sent you the video.
You didn't.
Can't park there.
No.
I didn't send it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, fuck. All right, I'll send it later. Damn it, I thought I did. So there's this fucking P-plater. I don't know. Actually, I shouldn't call it P-plater. No, it wasn't a P-plater. But anyway, this guy in a Holden, Colorado, came out off one of the little gullies on dirt. So he's going, oh, I'll rip a skid. And he's done this little skiddy. Fucking lost it on the road and rolled the fucker over.
Oh, tank slapper.
Down on the drain, like down in the gutter. So when I first got to it, I got my phone out and I was going to go, you can't park there, bruhs. But I got close. I'm like, these wheel tracks look fucking fresh as fuck. Like, maybe there's still someone in the car. But anyway, so we stopped and checked first. There's no one in there. There was fucking the back. They must have camped somewhere last night because they had all their fucking shit in there. The dinner plates were dirty. There was fucking picnic baskets and fucking chairs and shit just everywhere. But they literally rolled it at least 1.5 times, maybe 2.5 times. Yeah, just fucked it.
Just dispersed everything everywhere.
Oh, just fucked it. Anyway, so I still did the video. Backed the car up.
At least they're not going to have to unpack it when they get home.
She's fucked.
Like, the car's you're not going to have to fucking dry tents out. You're not going to do anything.
No. Nah.
That's my sort of camping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just leave it there.
Just bust it.
Just fucking bust it.
So, he rolled his car. It'll be still there on the side. Yep. But anyway, went through the crossings. All good. Water's up, probably about 400 deep.
Yep.
It's a nice drive.
It is it's a very nice drive, actually.
Shout out to you because I went to Killarney Pub, had a beer, and then went back up instead of going back through the River Road, went up over Queen Mary Falls.
Yep.
And before we get to Queen Mary Falls, there's the Bags Lookout.
Yeah.
Someone's put a sticker there.
Yeah, I think that might have been my daughter, actually.
Oh, it wasn't you?
Yeah, that wasn't me on that one.
I tell you what, I got out of my car and I just shut the door, I turned around, I just, you know how you just
and
look?
And there's a sticker.
And it's staring, I'm just like, get fucked. That's my first, probably one of my first in the wild.
Sticker in the wild.
Sticker in the wild. I'm
sticker
like,
in the wild.
Who put that there?
Yeah.
On the sign.
So if you actually send that into the lad's potty, I'll actually give you a fucking stubby cooler
for
that.
Oh, yay.
So,
yay.
Yeah, if you spot one, fucking send it into the lad's potty and I'll fucking send you a stubby cooler.
So that was kind of like, what the fuck? There's my sticker.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That is good seeing a few. There's a few more getting around here and there.
And that was Saturday, so it was good. Ended up at the Snake Pit in Bow Desert, which is the LNA, Logan and Albert. It's the old Snake Pit.
Yeah.
On Saturday night for a few beers with Carmen and Hemsy and Macca came in. Now, I haven't told you this bit. This next segment I want to get into is right,
fuck,
you know,
boy, you spit it out, mate. Like,
I don't know how to start it. Okay, so
you're all right,
let's go. Let's start it off with saying, think about if single blokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're single and you're on those dating apps,
yep,
right, and then maybe a chick will send you a little naughty pic, and maybe you want to send a naughty pic back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bit of naughtiness going on. All right, is there? Now, take the single part out of it. Like, you know, now you're either in a relationship or you're married or whatever, and you're just talking shit with your mate, right? Now, I don't want to throw this mate under the bus yet. However, what if that mate texts someone or me and says, do you want nudes? And I'm thinking,
of?
You won't. So I text him back. You won't. Now, I can't I have to go back through my text message to get to how we actually even got to that. He's got, do you want nudes? And I went, you won't. Well, this mate sent a photo.
Did he?
Now, when you message, and this
describe
is
describe this photo.
This is just on Messenger, right? So, you know, you don't see the actual photo. It just says one photo, you know, sent one photo. It doesn't actually, until you open it.
Yep.
So I've seen that he sent a photo. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Opened it. Full dick pic. Full fucking dick pic.
So full body and then
from,
dick?
From chest down.
And just went, yeah, here's my dick.
Here's my dick. So he said, and then as I've seen it, I've just gone, holy fuck. And then I went to look again. He deleted it. So I'm like, oh, cheeky bastard.
So waited. Now I can't watch it.
He was, yeah, he was waiting for me to open it and then delete it. All right. Is this weird?
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but knowing Hemsy, like I know Hemsy.
How did you know it was Hemsy?
Well, you said Hemsy before.
Oh, did I?
You did, so. Wait a while. And I know a few of your mates, I'm fucking pretty sure none of them are fucking sending you fucking dick pics. So I'm just going to go Hemsy.
It is. It was.
Oh, it was. It is. So you dubbed him in.
He sent me a dick pic of his dick. Now, as a, you know, as two male men, is that weird? Have you ever had a mate send you a dick pic?
No, I've never.
Peaky, have you ever had a mate? Now, your mate gets his cock out because you showed me.
Didn't he?
You show me what he does at work.
Yeah,
is he classed as a mate or is he just a work bloke? A work mate.
Nah, he's a mate.
He's a mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he does some funky shit at work with just hilarious, funny stuff with his cock and balls, right?
Yeah.
He likes to get his clothes off.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, and he does it in a way that everyone sees it, and it's just a joke and a gag.
Yeah.
Is it weird that it's like a personal thing between me and Hemsy? He sent me. So what's Hemsy got a crush on me? Should I ask him? I don't think he listens to this, so who cares? I think his daughters do, but
just
where do we go from there?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyway,
do you need therapy?
No, I don't. No, because the fuck, I tell you what, the weapon on him, he's got gravel rash on the fucking thing. It's dragging on the ground. It's that
wow.
Big. It's huge,
mate, and he's a good looking human.
Man, he's ripped. He's a good looking human.
So he goes to the gym a lot more than what, but he goes to the same gym as you.
Yeah, I tell you what, and when you lose. When you go to the gym and you gain muscle, you lose fat, right?
Yep.
That man has not lost any fat. He's got a fucking slug on him. So, and he sent two photos too. So as that one, as I was in shock, a second
what
one.
What was the second one of?
Same thing, just a different angle.
Dick pic.
Yeah. And he deleted it instantly.
So why is he deleting them?
He just wanted to show me
so
his dick.
So I don't know. Is it okay to send a mate your dick?
Oh, I think it is.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Show me your dick.
Cop a load of this.
So I think in a way, I'm proud of him. Like, I'm really proud of him because he's got
it's
himself.
It's a brave new world.
I think he's very happy with his body.
Yep.
I think he's fucking stoked that he's lost a lot of weight. He's got some muscles. He's got the guns. His cock's massive. He's fucking groomed himself. I actually didn't have a good enough look, but he looks pretty groomed. So I think he's pretty happy with himself.
Yep.
Shout out to Manscaped.
Just take your earsets off, mate. Just give fucking Stiffy a little moment here by himself because I think fucking he's a little bit excited. So we'll leave him alone for a second, will ya?
No, anyway, so shout out to you, Hemsy, mate. You've got a big cock and you're looking great. And I'm glad you sent me.
He's fit as fuck. And he watches gay porn, though, too. He watches a bit of gay porn.
He does. I'm not worried about it. I just think you know what? Congratulations, mate. You're looking fit. You're looking great. You got a big cock and I'm jealous.
Yep. So theladspotty@gmail.com if you want to send a dick pic. I don't actually get this address, so send them over to Stiffy.
Mm.
Anyone with the dick.
All right. Anyway, let's move send on from over. That one. Shout out to Hemsy. I'm glad no one knows who Hemsy is. You good?
I'm great.
All right. So we do have a few call-ins that we can also include in today's episode. So you want to have a listen?
Why not?
Righto. Let's get on to the first one. Here we go.
Barney, floppy dick, Tommy Miles here.
Oh, Tommy.
Just calling the back of your recent potty about losing car keys and whatnot. I got one better. Back in the day, Charles, to do that phone insurance stuff. If you broke or lost it, they'll give you a new phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I broke my iPhone, got a new one where I could transfer my data. All of a sudden, I fucking transferred all my data, couldn't find the phone, the old phone that I'd returned back.
Oh.
Anyway, fucking 2 weeks went past, still couldn't find it. Telstra hit me with the old fucking, please send the phone back to where you get a $1,500 phone bill. Still couldn't find the cunt. Anyway, end up having had to pay the bill. Three weeks later,
oh no,
Mrs. decided to do some spring cleaning and clean up under the couch.
Oh
and
no.
And guess what she found?
There it is.
The busted ass fucking iPhone. Sad to say, I tried to contact Telstra to say, hey, can you give me money back because I got the phone? The big cunt said no. Anyway, stay stiff, lads.
Oh, thanks, Tommy. $1,500.
Yep.
So, yeah, wow. Have you ever lost your phone and done that way? Have you ever lost your phone?
Have I lost a phone? Yeah, I've lost fucking heaps of phones. There's no fucking great stories in it. But the one story that I do have, so we went up to Dublin on Point and went for a bit of a cruise and was with a few of the girls from Pony Club and a few of their friends and stuff. And one of the girls had actually lost a phone.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, it must have been when we went up to the fucking, to the creek and blah, blah, blah. So we went, fuck, we'll go for a drive. I took the Land Cruiser and went up for a drive up to the creek and we couldn't find it. And it's saying, so we've got Find My iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's saying it's in this area. It's in this area.
Yep.
And fucking, mate, we're sort of walking past people and ask them, because it was fucking heaps of people, fucking left, right, fucking everywhere.
Yep.
And we're going, have you found a phone? No, no. And we're going, it's fucking here somewhere.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we went back and she can't find a phone.
Yep.
And by that time, Anika's car had fucking broken down because they went through the water too quick and had to get towed. So that sort of the phone thing got lost in the fucking background. 2 weeks later, we found the fucking phone in the Land Cruiser. In underneath the fucking seat. So that's why it was going everywhere we were.
Because it was actually
in the fucking Land Cruiser. Fuck. So, but yeah, that's the only phone story.
Have you ever broken a phone? Like, people have broken these phones. Yeah, mate. Pinky, have you ever lost a phone?
I don't think I've lost a phone, but a few years ago I got a brand new one and then come home from work and the young fellas pulled out my pocket and threw it in the sink full of water. Yeah.
Oh.
What about you, Steffi? You lost a phone?
I've never lost a phone. No, I've broken them, but I haven't lost one. A customer of mine came in the shop. He lost his phone. He actually got all the way. He lives 25 minutes away. Got to the shop, loaded his bike, you know, loaded the stuff up. And he's like, can you ring my phone? I've lost my phone. I'm like, righto. So I rang it. And it was ringing, but it wasn't in his car. And he's like, fuck. Last time I remember using it was I was doing stuff in the back of the ute, so I reckon it was in the back of the ute and it flew out. I'm like, oh, anyway. Fast forward 3 weeks later, he found his phone. It was just outside his driveway, smashed on the road. Still ringing, but smashed. Anyway, he got a new phone. He came in. He came back in only this week, and it was like Monday morning or Tuesday morning. It was wet this week. Oh, no, sorry, last week.
Yep.
Yeah, last week, Monday, Tuesday morning. Picked up the stuff. He put his ramps in the back of the car. He took off fucking ramp flyers out the back of his car. I had to ring him and say, come back and get your fucking ramp, you dickhead. You lose your phone, now you lost your fucking ramp. Fucking hopeless cunt. Fucking hopeless. Fucking hopeless. Some people just are fucking hopeless.
Mate, I've definitely lost a few, but yeah, there's no fucking big memorable moments.
But $1,500 down the drain, Tommy, that sucks dick.
Bag of dicks. And you can't get it back, so.
Especially like 3 weeks later, it's like, oh, did ya? Righto, next one.
Barney, Stiffy, Tommy Miles here, mate.
Oh, again?
Just a quick question I need your opinion on. Currently on Fraser Island, weather's shit house, fishing slow. Just what is the most appropriate time to start cracking your first beer?
Oh.
My thought is...
Oh, that's a good
at 10 to 8 in the fucking morning. It is slow. All right, boys, tell us your thoughts. Cheers. Bye.
10 to 8.
10 to 8. Oh, fuck, earlier than
10
that.
10 to any fucking time.
Earlier than that.
It's fucking 10 to any.
Yeah.
10 to any.
Most mornings.
If it's tender, you can open up a bit.
Well, most mornings I'm up there with the lads and whatnot. You get in the car. You're waking up at like 4, 4.30 in the morning to go do the morning session. Fucking, it's 10 to 5. It's cracking. Like, if I'm going to start fishing when the sun comes up, as in even before the you know, so you want to be wet in line. I've always done it. I've always cracked a fucking can.
Yeah, mate, if you're getting in the car and you're driving down the beach, it's a fucking...
You're cracking it.
Yeah, you're having a tin.
Fucking oath.
Another tin, and then, yeah.
Yeah, so 10 to 5, really. AM.
It's tender. Anything, if it's 10, yeah. Tenter.
Tender.
Tenter. I think if it's tender, anything, you can fucking have a beer.
Yep.
Yep.
Tender.
If it's 1:45, you can't. That's way too early.
What if you miss it and it goes o'clocko? Have you got to wait 50 minutes before you can do it?
No, that's beer o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I think any fucking time's that would be. Yeah, yeah. And especially if you're on Fraser, as soon as we get on that island, so it's fucking, as soon as you're on that barge, mm-hmm. we're cracking the tin.
So
we've spoken about this a lot.
We have. Before it got too populated with people and police and whatnot, fuck, we used to crack them going up Bruce Island.
Yeah, but you can have a beer and fucking not be over.
Oh, and also you can just be the passenger too.
Yes.
You know, you're not actually driving.
Yes, because we don't consent to that.
No, correct.
Actually, we'll have to do a Fraser trip.
We've got to do a lot of trips.
We've got a lot of trips.
Fraser's on there.
Yeah, Fraser is, that's one of the, actually the boys, so Willie and Clinton, Brian and that and all the boys
yep.
just got back off Fraser yeah, on Phil just Sunday.
Phil just got back.
Yep. He was with them.
Was he?
Yeah, Phil yep. was with them. So. Yep.
They said they got a fair few up at Nogala.
Yeah, I didn't hear any fishing stories. Oh, right. I heard about drinking stories and that was about it. So.
Shout out to you guys. Yeah. Shout out to Big Billy.
Yeah, so when, what about you, Pinky? You been to Fraser?
No, I haven't been to Fraser.
Oh, you'll have to come. Oh, because we need a chef, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got Jenny?
We got a house.
We got a house, mate. We've fucking
got a smoker.
Yeah, we can bring yep. a smoker. I think we just need to bring Pinky.
No, we'll be definitely getting a house. We won't be camping. We'll be glamping. No. We'll be in a house.
Yeah. Mm. So we'll bring Pinky. He can be the cook.
Mm. We'll bring Hamzy for his dick pics.
Or not.
Righto, next one.
He can just send them.
Fuck you, Hamzy.
Lads! How you going? All right, a bad self. Yeah, good. Thanks, fucking pink bits here. Just pulling in a joke for you.
I forgot it was you.
So, three ducks walk into a bar. The first duck walks up to the bar and the bartender asks, what's your name, what do you want to drink, and how was your day? The first duck replies, my name's Bill, I'll have a JD and Coke and I've had a great day. I was in and out of puddles all day, splashing around, getting wet, having a ball. Second duck walks in, bartender asks the duck, what's your name, what do you want to drink, and how was your day? The duck replies, my name's Joe, I'll have a gin and tonic and I've had a great day. I was in and out of puddles all day, splashing around, getting wet and having a fat old time. Third duck walks into the bar. The bartender asks him, what's your name, what do you want to drink, and how's your day? The duck looks him dead in the eye and replies,
my name's Puddles. I'll have 3 shots of tequila and I don't want to talk about my fucking day. Right, fucking see yous.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Pinky. I didn't realise that was from you.
I have generally never fucking heard that before in my life. That's fucking good. I didn't see it coming either. Puddles. My name's Puddles.
Well, that's a great joke, Pinky.
Oh, fucking like
I should have left that for the fucking joke segment.
Yeah. You didn't.
I didn't. So. Anyway.
That's how we roll in.
Anyone
though.
That wants to contribute to the podcast, mate, with a call-in, how do they do it?
Theladspotty@gmail.com is the email they send to. Get out your Nokia 3610 and send in a voice recording and send it to that email.
Exactly. Theladspotty@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So get around it, get in it, get
yeah, whether it be a fuck off, a story, whatever you want, fucking send it in. So
yep,
and,
excellent.
Sort of dick pics and nudes to Stiffy.
I'd rather
address
not
it straight up.
I've got a mate that already sends Stiffy, already. So. I got a mate that already sends me that. So
Stiffy, was he hard?
No, he was soft. And he still was soft. It was hitting the floor.
Wow,
like it's that's how big it is. It's fucking huge. It scarred me for life. Seriously, has.
Oh, I bet it did.
Righto, going to start wrapping it up. Just a shout out to our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok we're on as well. All of our vlogs are up on the Patreon website, as you would have heard at the start of the intro with our new intro. So shout out to that. The 4 videos up there, it's only $5, less than the price of a beer a month. We're going to the Don River Dash. Yep. We're going to vlog that as much as we can. It won't be as professional.
It won't be. It'll be just little short clippets and stuff like that.
I might just combine it all as well.
This could be your first go.
Exactly. I'll try. And if I don't put up, it just means I'm fucking epically failed at it.
Well, did you fail? It means you tried. Did you listen to that fucking Joe Rogan thing I sent you this morning?
No. What's it about?
Nah, you listen to it. Get back to me on the next episode. If you don't fucking like it, I'll give you money back.
Right.
It was just full of motivation speeches, and I listened to it on the way to work this morning, and it fucking actually made me make a few questionable decisions that I fucking went, it's really good. I'll put a link up on the on our socials as well.
Yep.
If you're fucking going through a bit of a hard time when things find you at the right time, and it found me at the right time, it was just in the playlist on Spotify. I couldn't work out what I wanted to listen to on the way to work.
Yep.
And I went, oh, fuck, I'll just listen to that. And I'm just going, wow.
Okay.
And they're only words.
Yeah.
You've got to make actions on those words. Yep. But it's, Joe Rogan is a great motivational speaker.
Is it just him speaking or has he got someone on?
No, it's all about him. So they actually cut a lot of the stuff out of it about him with others. So it's just him talking.
Yeah.
You do hear little snippets of other people in there, but it's it is mainly just Joe Rogan.
Yeah, right.
And it was whether it just hit home to me on the way to work that you sort of I need to know. And one of the ones was feeling uncomfortable.
Yep.
And that's a big thing. So you go, well, fuck it. Nothing's gonna hurt me. I'm gonna sit down in the lounge chair, I'm gonna put my fucking feet up and nothing's gonna hurt me there. And it doesn't.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
But
it's
that you need to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it was one of the fucking little snippets that was in there. So
yeah,
give that a listen too. I'll put it up there on the Facebook and that as well.
Yep.
But yeah, give that a listen. It's
I will. I'll listen to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We are going to Don River. We're leaving next. So we're recording on a Monday night. I think I'll drop this whenever. But we're leaving on a Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Which is next Wednesday, not this Wednesday this week coming, but next Wednesday after that. So we're going to be doing podcasts up there as well. So anyone listening, our next episode after this one, which is our next episode, should be live from Bowen. Because we'll do one on Thursday night and I'll drop it Friday morning next week.
Yep.
So you'll be hearing from us live at Bowen. It's going to be good. I've actually started prepping the bike too on Friday night. Put new chain sprockets on it.
What'd you do? Change the fuel?
Oil, filter, spark plug. Got the fuel tank off it. Drained that fuel because that was...
The last time was in Don.
360 days ago.
Fucking
fuel.
So looking forward to not getting nipple rings up there.
So that's the deal, isn't it? If I win,
if you win that trophy, the inter-house trophy.
Yeah.
I'll get nipple rings. Yep. But yeah, I can't see that happening.
You can't?
No.
Never know. Never
you're
say
fat
never.
As fuck at the moment. So.
Thank you. So, yeah, you'll hear from us up there. Also, we should be lining up another episode with a buddy of mine. Hopefully, we'll do it up there with a bit of one-on-one.
Yep.
So, that might be pretty cool. And also, just a bit of a going over with what's happening at Bowen. So, fucking should be awesome.
Yep.
To do one on the road as well. That's going to be interesting.
It'll be my first time on the way out of the Don. So, it's good. So, I've done fucking the Fink, which is first Fink.
Yep.
First Don. Looking forward to it.
Big day driving up to... oh, actually, we're going to split it up.
Yeah, we're going to...
we're going to stop at Rocky.
Rocky at first
one. We've got hopefully, we've got something special there too, which I don't want to say yet.
No.
Until it happens. Have you got anything else there, Pinky?
No, I'm pretty right, I reckon.
You're good. So am I. So I've probably got to find the right outro. Righto, I'm fucking stiff, man, and I'm out of here.
I'm Pink Bits. Fucking see ya.
See ya, boy. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a boy.